turmoil has swirled around Epic Virtual Charter Schools for years. But State Impact's Robbie Korth reports a state audit has intensified calls to take action against the school and its for-profit management company. And that's clouded the future for the more than 60,000 students who attend Oklahoma's largest school district.
Christina Glenn knows her son's success is due to Epic Virtual Charter Schools.
They've done a fantastic job, and they've helped him become successful. And, you know, working at his own pace, his grades have gone from barely making it to he's now making all A's and B's.
Brendan Glenn transferred to Epic during the middle of ninth grade. Even though he was on an individualized education plan because of ADD, he was struggling to keep up and not retaining information. That changed when he switched to Epic.
They've been so supportive, and anytime we've had an issue or a concern for Brendan, you know, they focused on his IEP.
Epic has brought stability to the Stillwater family during the pandemic. But because of accusations of gross fiscal mismanagement, its future is uncertain. Last week, the school's authorizing board with the state voted to put in motion potentially terminating Epic's contract to operate in Oklahoma. But John Harrington, the chairman of the statewide virtual charter schools board, says families like the Glens need to press on.
Despite this present difficulty, your school is still in session, homework assignments are still due, and tests still need to be graded. That is not changing today.
It will likely change in the future. Epic has long been the target of scrutiny, and it does need to be scrutinized because of the money at stake, Harrington says.
It is a public charter school. It has a public school board and a public school superintendent, and it currently receives nearly $10 million in public funding each month. Those funds are public resources intended to serve students and support educators.
Epic is under the microscope now because of an investigative audit by State Auditor Cindy Bird. She began looking into the school in 2019 and released an explosive 116-page report in early October. The report led to a trio of big headlines last week, including a special counsel appointed by Attorney General Mike Hunter, the beginning of a termination process for Epic's contract with the statewide virtual charter schools board, and an $11.2 million funding clawback enacted by the State Board of Education. State school board member Carlisha Williams Bradley put it simply immediately after hearing a presentation on the audit.
This is not normal. This is not okay.
Epic will face termination for a laundry list of violations, including accusations that it broke state laws, handled money inappropriately, and didn't cooperate with the state audit. But because of a lengthy appeals process and the possibility of a settlement, it's incredibly unlikely that the school will close this year. Epic families say they're happy about that. Epic is easily the largest school district in Oklahoma, and popularity has exploded because of an enrollment surge largely due to the pandemic. Epic founder Ben Harris touted that in a video this summer.
I'm glad we are here to make sure they don't have to choose between a school they don't think is safe for their child and their child having a quality education. No parent should have to make that choice.
Harris acknowledged that choice is complicated by Epic's reputation. He says new families might wonder if sending their children to school at Epic is a good idea. But Epic remains popular, and the Glens and Stillwater are loyal. Christina Glenn says she doesn't want to see kids like hers lose out, especially in the middle of a pandemic.
If someone higher up did something bad, the teachers didn't do it, the students didn't do it. I don't feel like everything should suffer. I'm very passionate about this because, like I said, it turned around a lot of things for my child.
Glenn says she worries about the future for other kids. The school won't close this year, but what about moving forward?
There's hundreds of other Brendans in this world. There's hundreds of them. And, you know, I mean, what's going to happen to them?
That much remains unclear. Without Epic, there will be a massive hole in the state's educational infrastructure. And who could even step in to fill the gap for those 60,000 plus students remains to be seen. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. This COVID-19 and education reporting is made possible by a grant from the Walton Family Foundation.